City of Jamestown approves 2020 budget, local Humane Society celebrating Adopt-a-Shelter Dog Month. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The City of Jamestown met in regular session Monday, October 7th. A public hearing on the 2020 budget was held, but no one from the audience spoke. Councilmember Steve Brubakken stated his disappointment in recent hirings for the city while they face increases in taxes.
In 2019, we raised property taxes,
and this we raised sales taxes,
which because we had not met budget. My concern is that we added four new positions on top of what we currently had. I guess I would have preferred that we look at seeing how the sales tax affects our budget in the next year before we approve new positions.
Brubakken stated he wouldn't vote against the budget, but wishes they would have taken time to consider the positions while working on the 2020 finances. The 2020 budget passed unanimously. According to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, nearly 3.3 million dogs enter shelters every year. During the month of October, individuals looking to give dogs a new home are encouraged to adopt from their local shelter. Jay Nitschke is a board member for the James River Humane Society.
So we give a discount. If you're going to get an adult dog or a puppy from us, you can get one for only $125, and that's going to come with all of its shots. It's going to come neutered. It's going to come ready to rock and roll in your home, and that's going to be a good thing. And we've got a lot of different dogs out there to pick from right now.
I've never seen anything quite like this.
Jamestown Republican State Senator Terry Wanzek is a farmer, and he's talking about the wet fall.
I mean, every weekend here lately, weekend after weekend, we get 2 more inches of rain, and then it's cloudy and overcast. We're not getting much done on the farm right now.
Wanzek says virtually every farmer he knows in Stutsman County has a lot of water on their property. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, be sure to like us on Facebook at News Dakota.